If you're the WWE, what do you do with AJ Styles? While he's not Sting, a guy who made his reputation in one promotion and was a bona fide star and someone that fans clamored for close to 20 years to perform in the WWE, he's the next closest thing. He's the best guy that's never wrestled in the WWE. He was the face of TNA since its inception. He was a star in Ring of Honor. He was a mega star in GWP. So where exactly does AJ Styles fit in the WWE? So this is the thing. 10 years ago, AJ Styles would have been a mid-carder. Now, thanks to the success of people like Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, Sami Zayn, Neville, the WWE knows that a lot of these indie guys with as much polish as AJ Styles have just as much potential as megastars as anybody else. They've just got to find the right way to brand him. They've got to allow him time to form a character. They've got to allow him time in the ring. This could be done in a myriad of ways. One way would be to bring the Bullet Club back. Have AJ Styles, Carl Anderson, Doc Gallows, and Finn Balor reform the Bullet Club and have them just destroy everyone in their way, including the Wyatt family, including the League of Nations, including the New Day, and just run rumshot in the WWE. That would be an absolute blast. Chances are it probably doesn't happen. Triple H isn't that much of a fan of all those internet wrestling fans. The ones that have their theories on what would work and what wouldn't work. And for years, people have said, oh, bring the Bullet Club to the WWE. It would be great. Blah, 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 blah. So that's probably not going to happen. What would make a ton of sense is since the WWE had some success feuding Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens in NXT before Sami Zayn's injury, feuding Samoa Joe with AJ Styles in the WWE on the main roster on Raw or SmackDown would probably be a solid second place finish. These two guys had great matches in 2005, 2006, 2007, and they're both young enough still that they could have fantastic matches. The thing is, in TNA, there really wasn't much of a storyline that can't happen in the WWE. So you've got to find a way, one, to make Styles an engaging character, but then two, to get Joe over too. The internet wrestling community will go nuts when these guys wrestle. But will it draw money? That's the big thing. So AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura have apparently signed WWE deals. So both of those guys are going to be on the main roster. So it's not like you can kind of build them up in NXT the way that Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Joe is being right now, Finn Balor is right now. So it appears that AJ Styles is going to go right up to the main roster. So he needs something special. He needs an awesome debut. Royal Rumble is probably going to be the moment when he makes his debut, but it might not be in the WWE's best interest to do that. So what's the next alternative then? You've got a guy like Neville that was named Breakout Star of the Year, and he's this high spot artist, and he's been having these great matches on Raw lately. I say, you know what? You have Neville come in, and I don't want to say turn heel, but get a little bit overconfident. Cheat a couple of matches. All of a sudden, start to not be the vanilla good guy that he's been his entire run on the main roster. Then when it gets to the point where people have started to have enough of his yapping, he challenges anyone in the back. AJ Styles comes out as a face, wins the match. Styles is the good guy. Da, 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 da. That goes by a couple of months. Then you have Styles turn heel, bring the Bullet Club back. But regardless, Styles needs to be in the ring with somebody that is special too. Samoa Joe, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Cesaro. He'd be able to have a fantastic match with Randy Orton. But with all the injuries and all these things going on and the sense of urgency, there's probably not enough time to have him feud with Neville. They're probably going to want to have him in the Royal Rumble in 2 or 3 weeks. Which makes you think, what are the real possibilities for Styles' character? In a perfect world, reuniting the Bullet Club in the WWE would be fantastic. The chances of that happening appear to be slim at this point. But we do know that Styles is a once-in-a-lifetime performer. He's one of those guys that is essentially untouchable on the independent scene. And he's a Hall of Famer in TNA. He's a Hall of Famer in Ring of Honor. So will he be given a chance in the WWE to show the world all of the things that fans of TNA and Ring of Honor already know? If it comes down to creativity, it's a toss-up. The WWE has proven countless times when it comes to stars from New Japan and stars that don't necessarily have the charisma to support their in-ring abilities. People like Yoshitatsu, people like Tenzai, Suzuki. These guys are all great workers in the ring. Dean Malenko, Perry Saturn. WWE Creative wasn't able to make these guys as cool as they were in other places. And no one remembers some of the matches that these guys had in WWE. A few of them were pretty damn solid. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with AJ Styles once he starts to get in the ring. He's not great on the mic. He's gotten better. But it's going to be a toss-up.